Let's take 5 minutes or so, and if people have observations or thoughts.
I recently went to a poetry reading. Coleman Barks, who is the foremost translator of Rumi, one interesting thing he said was that Rumi is the most widely recited in Afghanistan and the most widely read poet in the United States. And I keep thinking of a line that Barks said, or he read of Rumi's, that was, "That which causes the rose to bloom resides in me, or in my chest." And it keeps coming to me in everything that you're saying, so I just wanted to share it.
Many of you know that Rumi is one of the great teachers in my life. I opened this book, The 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, with an observation from Rumi. I often have quoted the poem that he said about love. He said, "When I heard my first love story, I started looking for you. And then I realized how foolish that was." He said, "Lovers do not finally find themselves. They are in each other all along." And the observation I made at the beginning of this book was also from Rumi, where he used a metaphor of a wine glass. He said, "Take sips of this pure wine being poured. Don't mind that you've been given a dirty cup." The pure wine, of course, is the essence of God. The dirty cup is all of the stuff around you, including your own body and all of its imperfections. Don't mind that. Take sips of this pure wine being formed. And Rumi probably is. I mean, he was born in a place that is contemporary Afghanistan, or Turkey. I guess it's Turkey today. And he's probably as well known in the Muslim world as Shakespeare is in the Western world, as far as being the master of the language. He made many wonderful and powerful observations. And I think what you've just cited is very relevant, that there's only one power in the universe, and that power makes us all what we are and allows the roses to bloom and allows our hearts to beat and circulates our food and grows our fingernails. Many times after the events of September the 11th on MSNBC and NBC, I was asked about a spiritual solution to every problem, because that book was released on the 11th of September, 2001. And there was a full-page ad in USA Today, the America's newspaper, saying there's a spiritual solution to every problem. It hit the newsstands at about 6 a.m. And 3 hours later, our country was changed forever. And there I was talking about that. And one of the observations that I repeatedly made was that in our world, if we were alive in 1775, we would all have been told to hate the English. They were our hated enemies. We hated them with a bitter passion. And then 30 years later, it was the French that we hated. And 40 years later, it was the people in the North hating those people in the South, and vice versa. 30 years after that, we hated all the Spanish people. 20 years later, it was the Germans we all hated. 20 more years later, it was the Japanese and the Germans. And then it was the Russians. And then it was the Iranians. And then it was the Iraqis. And then it was the Taliban. And the faces of who we are told to hate just keep changing. But the enemy is hatred itself. And until we get that and practice that, and Rumi taught us that the same force that grows your fingernails grows everyone else's as well. All right, this third principle that is one of the most relevant, particularly for young people, is called, you can't give away what you don't have. And it seems obvious